Very happy to be welcomed by Atlanta Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan for Gillette. And Matt, I have to say, you are very cleanly shaved. Was it Gillette that did the trick?
Gillette always does the trick. So, this morning used the Fusion Pro Shield, new razor out for Gillette. It's about as good as it gets, there's no doubt. Lubricant on both sides of the razor, so no skin irritation, provides unbelievable protection, and I recommend it to all the listeners.
All right, we got that out of the way. A couple of questions football-wise. I always wondered, when you were so highly touted that BC was the school for you, it's kind of funny because we see Bill Romanowski over here, and he almost went to Notre Dame, he told me, but he wanted to play in front of his family. What was right for the Eagles for you?
I grew up in Philadelphia, so it was about 5 hours from home. One of the other schools I was between was Iowa, so it was Iowa and Boston College. And I love both places. It just ended up being a little bit closer, and for me, that was a little bit more comfortable. It was also a place, though, that at the time was producing a lot of NFL quarterbacks. And, you know, you'd love to say that you chose it for the education, and Boston College's education is as good as it gets, second to none. But that was a nice little perk, too, that a number of the guys were in the NFL and playing at a high level.
How many times did they show you the Flutie to Phelan?
I've seen it a few times. That was part of it that, that's one of those things that identifies BC. And it's one of those things that people know about BC.
Okay, and now you're a KG vet. You're over 30. Falcons, your whole career. What is it going to take for that team? Because it looked like, especially against the Niners, you guys were right on the brink. And now, I don't want to say rebuild, kind of a reload. Where are the Falcons right now?
Yeah, we're a different team than we were, in 2012. A lot of guys that were playing in that game, some have retired, some are in different places. So we're a different team. For us to get back to that level, we've got to be more consistent than we were this year. I think, we started off the season really well. We hit a stretch in the middle of the season that was not good, and then we finished pretty strong. We've got to be able to maintain it throughout the entire year.
And Mr. Blank, he's very it's funny because he seems kind of flamboyant and his beautiful house, but then it's a Home Depot thing, which is more nuts and bolts. But that guy, I, at least for me on the outside, the guy looks like he really wants to win, which is important from your owner.
Yeah, absolutely. Mr. Blank is, to me, as good as it gets for an owner. He cares about the players. He wants to do everything he can to help us win. And he's incredibly supportive. And, what else could you ask for? A guy that's willing to do whatever it takes to help the organization win. And I've been incredibly fortunate to have played for him in my entire career and couldn't ask for a better organization to play for.
One more question before I kick you loose here. As an NFL quarterback, you look at Denver's defense, and there's just Pro Bowlers all over the place. But then you can't write off Carolina with the kind of pressure they bring. When you look at these two defenses and you face them, what are the things that are going through your head?
It's all about winning the line of scrimmage. I think either time you play against a front seven that's as good as both of these teams, you have to establish the line of scrimmage. And so I think this game's going to come down to offensive line play. Whichever offensive line can go out and get the run game going and pass protect really well, I think is going to have a great chance to win this game.
Once again, Gillette Pro Shield, lubricated on both sides.
Yeah, nothing wrong with lube, right?
It's Matty Ice, Matt Ryan. Thank you so much for coming in, man.
Thank you very much.
Really appreciate it. Matt Ryan, quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons, with us live from Radio Row.